It's time for Conversations in the Blue Chair, a bi-weekly podcast from the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax, where we talk to renters and experts on trending topics impacting the multifamily industry. Now here are your hosts, Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair. I am Jennifer Carter, and my co-host is...
Leah Nicole Smith. Hello, hello.
Hello. And we are your education team here at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax. Today, we are letting renters brag about their awesome management teams.
Love it.
Yes, you're going to hear some great stories. But a quick disclaimer before we get started about our focus group for this episode. This round is made up of current renters between the ages of 18 and 65, with incomes of $45,000 to $150,000 per year. And every renter in this group rated their management team 5 out of 5 in terms of performance.
Okay, a 5 out of 5 is awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, just to say, like, you take everything into consideration, the office, the maintenance, how well they perform every day, do they treat you well? I mean, it's hard to earn a 5 out of 5.
It is very hard. And these teams, they got a 5 out of 5.
That means there were so many positive stories coming out of this group. And for Jennifer and I, as we're listening to the playbacks, it's so hard to pick just one story here and there, right? So we felt like, why not just play a bunch of them? Let's give nothing but positivity for this episode. Let's really celebrate the things that are going well.
There are so many out there.
And we know how easy it is, you know, for residents to kind of harp on the negative, or even our communities to get down when there's like a negative review that's being posted. And sometimes, you know, it gets to the point where the good stuff just kind of goes unnoticed.
Yes.
So what we love was the fact that for these renters in our focus group, they noticed everything.
And nothing but positive.
Nothing but positive. That's and right. In a good way. So we're going to start out with our favorite management kudos, if you will. And these are all answers to the question, what do you like most about your management team?
I like how they're accessible. So they are business hours, for instance, but they're still available via the local community security after hours to take messages. They will step aside and do that. But during business hours, somebody's always there. If you're early and they see you there early, they'll open the office just for you. They take calls and really route things fast and fix matters and even follow up after something's taken care of weeks or months later to see how it went.
I would say that they are friendly. They remember our names and little details about us that they learn during our meet and greet and walkthrough and lease signing and all of those things. But also they go above and beyond in terms of service, asking us what we need, giving us water when we come into the office, and just treating us like we're valued.
I like that the people are really friendly. They seem like they do an excellent job getting to know the members of the community. Like they know my name, you know, which isn't always the case. They also put on really great events. They're working with local businesses and local musicians and other things to put on cool events. So we have like fitness classes that are taught by local gym people, or we have like craft beer tasting from the local brewery and stuff like that. And it's just like a unique experience because I've never lived in a community that puts in the extra effort like that.
Okay, so my current management team, the thing I like a lot is that they seem like they are with the community. They are part of the community because sometimes, you know, even in massive companies, the management and leadership can seem kind of distant. But you know, my current management team, they always keep all the tenants informed, which I think is really nice as well. There are times where the water will be shut off, and they will alert all the renters, including myself, with signs and an email saying, "Okay, this date, this specific time until this expected time. Water will be shut off, stuff like that. And they're just very friendly people as well.
I'm currently living in my apartment and I've been living there for 6.5 years. I really enjoy that the management team has taken time to get to know me personally. So anytime they see me around the complex, they'll ask me about my dog, they'll greet me by name. The office staff is very receptive and easy to talk to. They will help you troubleshoot ideas. They're there to answer questions for you. They never seem like it's an inconvenience that you're calling and asking them or that you have a question.
6.5 years.
Wow, those are some great stories.
I love it. I love it.
Gives me all the good feels.
It's so awesome. We need that. We need more of that.
We absolutely do, for sure. Next, we actually asked the focus group renters, who has been most helpful in your management team and why?
Yes, so basically we're asking them to name names, mm-hmm. and in a good way.
Absolutely. Point out and let us know in the office who is most helpful.
Give them that moment in the spotlight, if you will.
Let's take a listen.
Her name is Michelle, and she was our leasing agent that showed us around in the apartments, but she also is super helpful in terms of trying to make sure that we're in the right apartment that fits our needs, if we need to move, how things are going, asking us if we need anything in particular, and then like remembering our dog's name, and again, just always being overly friendly and remembering attention to detail.
I would say one of the heads, his name is Roger. He has been very helpful. I have been renting here for about 3 or 4 years now, and he will always just be walking around the premises. He's got an older dog, so goes on really slow, brisk walks, his dog, and he'll do it within the complex itself. And whenever he sees you, gives a nice smile, says hello to you, asks how you're doing, and then asks, you know, is there anything better we can do? Which I think is always really nice to be proactive. He always asks other tenants as well that I know, like neighbors and everything. So for example, there was a massive tree that was dying. You know, there were a few tenants, including myself, that said, hey, you know, unfortunately that tree is dead. If we could get that removed, that'd be great. And so he said, okay, I'll take that into account. And sure enough, about a month later, he had some people come on in after they notified that there would be a little bit of a loud noise for residents. And they came and removed the tree over a course of a few days. So Roger alone, he just kind of embodies all the positives that I just said. He's keeps you informed. He will take your recommendations and your wants and really run with them.
Person that I choose, her name is Clara, and I choose her as the most helpful because she is actually the point person, I don't know what the hierarchy, I don't know the technical hierarchy of management teams, but she is the person in charge of the management team here at my apartment community. I choose this person as someone that's the most helpful because she's very open. She's very adaptable. She's willing to work with tenants such as myself. And she very quickly responds to communications with her. You know, it could even be if you have an issue on the weekend and she's not here on the weekend. If you email her, she will email you back to try to have the issue resolved over the weekend.
Hopefully you all are listening out there and you got your nice little pat on the back for the day. And just knowing that your residents really do recognize, you know, the great job that everyone's doing. One of the focus group participants, Jennifer, I don't know if you remember, but she said that just being a part of this particular focus group,
yes,
reminded her of how awesome her management team really was, and that the next time she walked into the office, she was going to thank every single person that was in there.
That's awesome. I love that.
I love it so much.
Great things happening. So remember, everyone gave a 5 out of 5.
Yes.
In the beginning. But we had to ask, what would you change about management team?
Right. Could they really be that perfect?
Exactly. Exactly. Is it really going to be that top 5 out of 5? Well, what we found is there really wasn't much.
No. And the things that they would change were so minor.
Oh, so minor.
I'd like for them to be open an hour later on Friday.
Yeah. Nothing that you would really think about as a major change to the community. So let's take a listen. We have several voices to hear from. So let's take a listen.
Is there anything you would change about your current management team? I guess now that I'm talking about it, I'd like to know more about the structure of how it works. What people's roles are, and if I could contact, if for some reason the website wasn't working, who I would contact directly. I don't actually have a phone number. I just put all my requests in through the internet. So that actually would be something like a little bit more contact information, a little bit more information about the structure of how everything works would be really valuable to me, come to think of it.
Just get them out of the dark ages. They just got online portaling for payments. I used that to do cashier's check, so that was costing me like $14 or something like that at Chase.
I would not change anything. They are great. They also hold events for us monthly, either breakfast on Saturday morning or evening dinners. We had a Christmas party. There was a sushi night, different breakfasts on different Saturdays. There is always free coffee and water in the management office as well. So they are always doing more than any other apartment I've lived in. In terms of just overall experience here, I would say that because of the community events that they host, they even have like yoga out in the springtime on the grass, pool parties. Because they're constantly doing things to bring the community together, we've met a lot of people here already, which is great. In a lot of communities, I never have the opportunity to meet as many neighbors. And so they just do a really great job of that. And also, because of the water bottle service and the Starbucks coffee machine and things like that in the management office, it brings a lot of people in so you can see people more often and start building connections that way too.
Overall, I would say this is a near perfect management team at this complex. I like all of them. As with any team, there's things that need to be worked on, but they're pretty simple fixes.
All right. So obviously, when things are going so well, well enough to where you would rate your management team a 5 out of 5, it's kind of like, it's so hard to figure out how to be picky, how to find that, one thing. It's like, it's so hard. They can't think of anything. And that's really the experience that you want to give your residents.
I mean, who wouldn't want your resident to kind of really have to think about something that they would change, that they just are having an amazing time, as being a resident in your community?
Yeah, or the things that they would change are just so minor that it doesn't even factor into the renewal decision or the decision to recommend the community or even write a positive review.
Yeah.
It's just so minor that they probably don't even give it a second thought.
Of course.
So that brings us to our 5 and 5. So what can we take away from this focus group of over the moon, 5 out of 5, unbelievable,
happy,
yeah, awesome experiences?
So number one, one thing that really stood out to me, I think, is communication. Communication is key. All of our focus renters really mentioned having the staff always communicating, talking. Some of them even mentioned, whether it's through the portal or, in the office, but any way that is being communicative to the residents is definitely helpful.
Yeah, I think one of the comments was, I can always get a hold of someone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No matter what time.
Yeah, I know exactly how to get a hold of someone, when something comes up. Number two, going the extra mile makes a big difference. I think some of the examples that we had, you heard adjectives like super helpful, not just helpful, right? Super helpful. Or they actually use the phrase, they go above and beyond, or they do more than they need to. So we know what it takes to run a community. I think everyone who's, you know, listening right now, you're professional, you love this industry, you love working with residents. How do you get those residents to go from giving you a 4 out of 5 to a 5 out of 5? And it's all about that extra little something that these management teams are demonstrating on a daily basis. It can't be that one-off. It can't be every once in a while.
Or at renewal time,
right? Right. Has to be part of the everyday experience at the community.
And I think, too, with that, it's sometimes I think as on-site staff members, you kind of think, that won't matter. But those small things, those small deposits or, you know, going and doing those extra things for residents really make that big difference.
Exactly.
Okay, I think this one, too, of course, we know maintenance is important. But I think our renters have kind of mentioned that as well in here, is maintenance continues to be important, right? We want to focus and make sure that if there's service requests that are, you know, coming up for residents, that they're handled quickly and we're communicating to the residents in regards to how that maintenance request is going and what the expectation is with that.
Yeah, I think some of the renters were saying, you know, if I need them, you know, they're responsive. They help right away. I don't have to worry about anything in my home, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, when residents have their money on the line, we talk about this all the time. When they have their money on the line, you know, they need to be able to have access to the things that they pay for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or that is absolutely going to impact them, not only from giving that 5 out of 5, but they're going to be thinking about that kind of stuff, like you said, at renewal time. Number 4, connection is something that is so important across all renters. If you all haven't had a chance to listen to our podcast on sense of community, it was called Making Sense of Community. Highly recommend that you check it out. This is where, you know, residents are expressing how connection is so important to them and how connection really does trigger that decision to stay or leave at the community. Does it, you know, make it an easy decision to stay, or does it make it an easy decision to leave? And it's all about that connection. And having that connection is not only a neighbor to neighbor type thing.
Yeah.
It's about the management team. And I think the renters that we heard from today have that strong connection and attachment to their teams. We heard quite often, they know your name, you know, they know who I am.
They know their dog's name.
Yeah, they know things about me. You know, they really come across as if they care. And if you're living at a community where the management team treats you as such, are you willing to kind of take the chance that the next community you go to for $50 less or $100 less is going to treat you the same way?
Absolutely. And our last one is know the details. And one of our renters mentioned this, but I think it's important to know the details of the renters, but I think it also starts as the prospect. You know, so really at the very beginning, start to know the details in regards to the renter, the prospect that's coming in, know about their dog or know what's happening about them in their life. And you mentioned this, just simply caring, right? But I think to remember to start that off from the prospect's perspective and then continue that into the resident's experience.
Yeah, I think it's that combination between doing your job, right? We're doing our jobs, we're running the community, we're making sure service requests are going off without a hitch, but it's that little extra something that's added on top of that. You know, it's that personal touch, as you said, or the soft skills for your maintenance team. Yes. So they're not just going into the apartment and, you know, completing the work order. If the resident is home, they're having that experience or they're integrating the resident into that experience. So it's all about the details, you know, not only how do I run my community, but how do I treat each resident, each prospect, you know, as that individual and try to form that connection with them with every interaction.
Definitely. Yes. Definitely the big key there. Well, that about wraps us up for this episode in regards to management teams. Kudos to everyone for doing a great job.
Yes, big props out there.
Absolutely. Well, we hope you will join us on the next podcast. And be sure to follow us on our social media at Satisfax Education on Instagram and Satisfax on Facebook.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a great one.
You never know who will be joining us in the blue chair. Click the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss a show. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair with Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter, the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax. Educators, not data collectors.